Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us. It is great to be with you. Hope that you're having a great day where you are. The day I'm filming this is after a very rainy weekend, and it's clearing out now, but it's a little too windy to film. I'm actually having to film this a week earlier than when I normally would. We've been out of town and are actually traveling home on the day that I would normally film this for this week. But wanted to go ahead and have this time with you because it's important to me. I enjoy it. I'm blessed by this time. Helps me to grow, and I hope it helps you to grow in your walk and your relationship with the Lord. Again, I want to thank Jonathan and Nikki for all that they do to make these times possible. But as we always say, more than anyone, thankful to the Lord. He's our creator. And even though we are sinners, He has chosen to save us and His Son to die upon the cross, rise again for us. And then He sent His Spirit to convict us, to regenerate us, to bring us to Himself so that we can have a relationship with Him. He's given us His Word that He speaks to us through so that we can know Him and His ways. And so more than anyone, we thank Him. And our whole purpose in this time is not just to know the facts and truths of His Word, but to know Him. And so before we go any further, let's turn our hearts toward Him and let's go to Him in prayer. Father, thank You for this day. And again, O Lord God, Your love for us, Your eternal love for us. And Father, thank You that You want us to know You, that You've given us this time. Open our minds and our hearts, Lord. May we hear from You, and may we, O God, grow in Your grace, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, as we live in these days, these are obviously very, very difficult days for us. Certainly, we look at our nation, when we see where it is politically, when we see where it is economically, when we see where it is socially, when we see where it is morally, these are very, very difficult days. And we wonder, you know, how can we live in these days? What exactly is it that we need to do? What are some things that we should do in order to live in these days? Well, as we look at Psalm 16, we see the path through difficult days. And we see that this path is, in fact, a path of trusting God. And that the only way through these difficult days and the only way to truly live in them is, in fact, by faith, by trusting in the Lord. And so as we look at this passage, we see the various elements about trusting our Lord. As we begin working our way through this psalm, the first thing we see is the decision for trusting God. The fact that we need to actually make the conscious decision that we're going to trust our Lord. You think about what we see in verses 1 and 2. Preserve me, O God, for I take refuge in You. I said to the Lord, You are my Lord. I have no good besides You. In a very difficult time, in a very difficult period, David made the conscious decision that he was, in fact, going to trust the Lord. I'm going to put my faith, my trust, my confidence in You, O Lord. As we live in these days, that's exactly what we need to do. That needs to be the root decision of every decision. That in this circumstance, in this problem, in this need, this circumstance, this situation, I am going to trust God. And because I trust God, therefore I will do these things. I will do what He says. I will apply His principles. I will follow His ways, His example, His commandments. But I'm going to obey the Lord. You may recall that very famous passage of Scripture when Joshua, toward the end of his life, challenged the people. And in Joshua 24:15, as Joshua spoke to the people, he said, if it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which are beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you're living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You think what Joshua's saying, say, we have made the decision. Me and my house, we've made the decision. We're going to serve the Lord. I'm trying to challenge you to serve the Lord. David here was making the decision, had made the decision that he was going to trust the Lord. As we live in these days, we need to make the decision that we will, in fact, trust the Lord. We see the decision. But then David goes on to tell us there about the separation of trusting God. Look at verse 3. As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the majestic ones in whom is all my delight. You know, there is a fellowship, a kinship. there is a bond with those among believers who know the Lord, who seek Him, and who want to walk with Him. In fact, there's a bond there that's closer than the bond we have many times even within our own earthly families. And you've probably have experienced that. I think I've shared it before. I remember one time when I was in college and was working for a company and was sent out of town for a week, and sitting next to a lady who, frankly, you know, on the surface we've had nothing in common with, and yet she knows I was reading a magazine. In fact, it was Moody Monthly, put out by Moody Bible Institute, and she happened to glance over there and she saw what it was about, saw it was obviously a Christian publication. And she identified herself as a fellow believer. We had a wonderful time of fellowship. And yet, on the surface, there had been nothing in common between she and I. But because of Christ, there was a tremendous bond there. There's a bond among believers. That is where our fellowship lies. But look at the connection that we have with those who don't follow the Lord. And this is where the separation concept comes in. The sorrows of those who have bartered for another God will be multiplied. And then notice what David went on to say. I shall not pour out their drink offerings of blood, nor will I take their names upon my lips. What's he saying? He said, I have nothing in common with them. There is, in fact, no bond there. Our connections, our bond needs to be with other believers. Yes, we need to build relationships for the purpose of being a witness, for seeking to bring prodigals back to the Lord. But as we've stated last week in Psalm 15, we need to make sure that our relationships with individuals who aren't walking with the Lord are relationships where we, by God's grace, seek to influence them. We don't allow them to influence us. David said there's a clear separation here. I feel a kinship with those who are walking with the Lord, but there is no bond between me and those who are not. There is the separation of trusting God. And so we see it's a decision, we see it's a separation. But as we keep on in this passage, we also see the blessing of trusting God. And you think of the blessings that we see here. We experience God's plan. Look at verses 5 through 6. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You support my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me. God has a specific plan. If you look at the back of your Bible, you probably see this, a specific area for each tribe of Israel that they were supposed to possess. But then when you read the scriptures, you find out that not only do you have a plan for the individual tribes, but every clan and every family within that clan, within that tribe, there was a plan for them. God has a specific plan. But we can only experience that plan when we truly walking with Him. Trusting God is the only way unto that. Yes, God has a plan for us. We often quote that, but it's only found when we place our trust in Him and walk with Him. But then notice also, we experience God's guidance. Look at verse 7. I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. And indeed my mind instructs me in the night. We look at these very confusing days in which we live, and they're full of, it seems like from almost every source, we're being lied to, propagandized, the attempt to manipulate, unfortunately the all too successful attempt to manipulate, is crystal clear if we honestly have the eyes to look. And we often look at this and think, man, how can I navigate through this? God will, in fact, guide us through all the lies, all the smoke and mirrors, all the wrongdoing, all the propaganda. God will, in fact, guide us if we truly desire to trust Him and, in fact, to walk with Him. As confusing these times are, we can't afford not to trust God and have His guidance. But then look what else. Look at another blessing that comes when we trust the Lord. We experience His security. Look at verses 8 and 9. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because He's at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. Now, you probably recognize that from Psalm 2 and also later on in a moment, verses 10 and 11. The psalm is a messianic psalm. It ultimately points to and prophesies and describes Christ. But it also describes the way we should live. trusting God is the path to security. You know, when we live in a time when God, His Word, and His people, and everything about Him is being increasingly vilified and attacked and marginalized, we have this tendency to want to pull back. But you know what? That doesn't keep us safe. That just exposes us more. The only security we have is, in fact, in God. And He will protect us unto His will. You see this throughout God's Word. You think about the book of Hebrews. That's the whole background because of the pressure they were under. Some of them were tempted to fall, you know, to pull back, pull away, forsake the assembling. But the only place of safety and security was in trusting God and continuing to cling to Him and walk with Him. As we live in these times, even though the pressure upon those of the faith, even though the pressure upon us increases, the security is found only in God, and we need to look to Him. We experience God's security. But notice as well, we experience God's faithfulness. Look at verses 10 and 11. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You will make known to me the path of life, and your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever. Again, from Acts 2, you're very familiar. This is a prophecy of our Lord's resurrection. But you think about that. Even in the worst of times, crucifixion, death, the Father was faithful to the Son. We face so much less. We can trust the Father's faithfulness. But it's only when we make the decision to trust Him and follow Him and obey Him and live for Him. But in that decision, we experience His faithfulness. Are these difficult days? Absolutely. But we have a God who is great and faithful. May we trust Him, follow Him, and obey Him. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, thank You so much, O God, for this day. Lord, as we live in these very difficult days, may we trust You and follow You and cling to You. Guide us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I hope as you go through today that you do trust the Lord, that you experience His wonderful power, faithfulness, nearness, His wonderful plan. And by walking with Him, I hope that you truly do have a great day in the Lord.